I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Minister, Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. On the pitch. On Bhadradhu.
Gosh.
And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits, and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Ladies and gentlemen, hour number three. Man, I'm telling you, listen, if you have missed any part of today's show, you have missed it. Rick Manning and Victor Avila, we kicked things off with them talking. I talked quite a bit about India, and so for that reason, I'm going to give you a quick the update. I asked Pastor Samuel, he is graciously sent us over an update. I also ask you to be praying for our churches over there. One of the churches actually was attacked Sunday morning. The Sikh came in and actually attacked our members. They had clubs and machetes. And there was a report actually as well, and I've asked him when he gets a chance to translate it, but in Punjabi, there was a big news report and a big march, and the Sikh are going after Christian churches and again trying to kill and maim Christians, while at the same time holding their hands out at the International Religious Freedom Conference and getting Christians to give them money. So we have American Christian organizations giving money to these Sikh, who are then taking that money and buying machetes and clubs and going in India and beating and murdering Christians. I just want you folks to understand this. And I mentioned this with Rick. It's one of the reasons that I've been approached about bringing Uyghurs on to talk about the Uyghurs. Well, but here's the thing. I have, through technology, sat in the living room with widows whose sons and husbands were murdered in those houses by Uyghurs and whose daughters were carted off to be used by Uyghur men as sex toys. And I'm supposed to then bring Uyghurs on and say, oh, the poor little Uyghurs, let's give them money so they can go rape and murder and kill my pastors and their wives. I can't, in good conscience, do that. I can't. And I know, and it's just part of Islam, but the Muslims in Islam lie. That's what they do. That's what they do to infidels. And you need to understand that. And the Sikh are saying, hey, if it works for the Muslims, why don't we try that? And they are getting money and building Sikh temples in the United States specifically for the purpose of eliminating Christian missionaries at the source so they can never come over to India to begin with. That's their goal. I'm telling you, I know firsthand that's their goal. So please, folks, support Christian mission efforts. Support our efforts. I show you what we're doing. I show you the audiences that we're preaching to. There is on Rumble right now and on my social media the actual meeting that I'm going to describe to you right now. And here's the report from Pastor Samuel. Dear Pastor Greg Young, thank and praise God that we had a blessed meeting with widows where you shared powerful and comfortable words from the Bible and prayed for all of them. Thank and praise God that we had started 3 sewing centers for the widows in a village called Ajabwali, where 7 sisters started learning, in a village called David Despiru, where 7 sisters started learning, and in Amritsar City, at our main ministry base, where 15 sisters started learning. All these centers are being supported and started only because Pastor Greg Young's support. We are so glad that Pastor Greg Young have overseeing the ministry, and we are so blessed to have Pastor Greg Young as our spiritual leader, father, and mentor. We are all praying for you, family, and radio ministry. If the Spirit of God leads you to donate for the India ministry, then you can directly contact Pastor Greg Young. God bless you, Pastor Samuel Sony. It's not about Pastor Greg Young. It's about Jesus Christ. It's about giving glory to God. It's about seeing the kingdom of heaven advance. India is critical, critical, critical. I cannot tell you how critical. It is the second largest population in the world, and they don't have the one-child policy. So while China is going to decrease by 40% over the course of the next 10 to 20 years, India is going to continue to grow. We need a relationship with India, and we need to show them what true Christianity looks like. It's why the Hindu government in the area where we are has told the Sikh, leave them alone, look at the good work that they're doing. Look how they're blessing the community. Look at the food that they hand out. But folks, we can't continue to do that without your help. $10, $20, $50, whatever you can afford to do, please. Please, 100% of what you donate goes to India. I don't take a salary out of the ministry. I don't take a salary out of the ministry. So what you give goes where it's supposed to go. And it blesses these people. And the budget is not huge. We are frugal. In southern India, you want to put a well in, they'll ask you for $2,500 to put a well in southern India. We will put a well in Punjab, and we've put 32 in so far for $400. $400. And you will change the lives of between 1,500 and 3,000 people every single day of their life from that moment on. Right now, today, 100,000 people's lives, as I speak, are changed right now, today, because of the 32 wells that we put in. And that doesn't even include the 500-plus churches that we were able to plant, because we were able to go into communities and we were able to touch their lives, and Jesus Christ was glorified, and they saw true Christian love, and they encountered Christ, and healings happened, and the power of God went forward, and man, communities have been changed, and the governmental leadership in those communities, who are not necessarily of our faith, said, leave them alone. They're doing a good work. We like what they do. We like the change in the people. And these are people who are normally just invisible to that community. So help us, please, if you would today. PayPal.me/PastorGreg. Cash App, $ Pastor Greg CGR, or Venmo at Pastor Greg CGR. It's going to Faith Harvest Church. It goes from there to our ministry in India, and we'll so greatly appreciate your help. We're saving India, which helps a critical partner to America, and we are saving America by pointing out and identifying what's really happening. And I want you to know, God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can think or ask. The power of the name of Jesus Christ is where the victory is. We have to change hearts and minds. But unless we get the church to wake up and recognize what's really going on in our country, what's really happening, and their responsibility to advance and be ambassadors for the kingdom of heaven, we cannot win this fight, and we are in a fight. David Summerall is my guest. BloodyHill.com is the name of the documentary. Folks, this is a documentary that it's one of those where you're going to sit down, you're going to grab a cup of coffee, and you're going to listen, and you're going to really have to think about what you're hearing. Because I'm telling you, it is. If you're not in tune with what has happened, it will rock your world. Because you're going to say to yourself, I can't believe it. And initially you may think, are these guys a bunch of anti-government anarchists? No. We are We the People, Constitutional Republic, Declaration of Independence, God-fearing believers. Okay? That's who we are. They have lied to you about us. They have lied to you about us. We are who the founding fathers envisioned would be operating and running this country. Because we believe in the rule of law, we believe in fairness for all, we believe in liberty for all, we believe in opportunity for everyone. And they don't. And there's been a usurpation of our government, and we the people showed up on January the 6th to express our deep felt concerns about lockdowns, shutdowns, closing our churches, forced vaccinations, eliminating our ability to travel across the country, stopping our ability to be able to stay in certain public hotels, B&Bs, our ability to be able to express ourselves and redress our government in a peaceful manner, to stand outside of the Capitol, our building, and pray over our nation. And instead, we're pelted with rubber bullets and fine and bombed by percussion bombs, and lives are taken and people die. Final minute, David, of this segment, and then we've got a whole hour here to talk.
And I tell you what, the carryover, the link between all those things is so important, brother. Thanks for having me on again today, because I just came off a fantastic weekend of conference, and we showed the film at a film festival afterwards to 200 people or so, and the response was amazing. People need to share this film. It is the truth of the day, and we have to really get back to the discovery on that, not from the government, but by the people. We've been lied to about the whole thing, and man, it's just so vitally important. At this point in time, there's no other opportunity after this if we don't right that wrong.
Amen.
That's the truth.
Amen. And help those people that have been so falsely accused and then prosecuted. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this. David Sumrall's my guest. BloodyHill.com is the film.
I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effects in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
I thank and praise God for this bore well that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the bore well in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking a dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more bore wells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. And this is this bore well we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support the bore well. Thank you. God bless you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Man, I'm telling you, David and I are having church up in here. Folks, look... I realize that there are going to be individuals that are going to be like, well, you know, it's too religious or whatever. I don't know. If we don't bring God back into America again, that is the foundation of our Declaration of Independence and our Constitution. If we don't bring that back in again, we cannot win this battle. I promise you, the other side has their religion. It's called communism. It's called atheism. It's called secular humanism. They have it. They believe in what they believe in. And we're over here on our side dancing around trying to pretend like we don't believe what we do, but we do believe what we do, but we don't want to offend anybody by believing it. Stop. If you will not profess me before men, I will not profess you before my Father. Bring it, David. Let's get into... The misrepresentations that are going on and that continue to go on regarding J6 and how Bloody Hill exposes those.
Well, I'll tell you what, I think the most beautiful thing about Bloody Hill is the explanation behind the scenes of January 6th. Everybody sees video, everybody understands that it was violent, they don't understand the violence, but the setup, the plan by the bad characters, and that's not on the day, that's before the day. That's the Pelosi angle, all the different ways that they subverted our system and trapped us in this position. And you know, the reaction from the people last night said it all to me. They aren't aware of all of the murders that happened that day. And that's the most important thing to me. I mean, you can talk about broken glass. You can talk about pepper spray or yelling and screaming or pushing and shoving and all that sounds so terrible and all that. But let me tell you something. Murder is final. Murder is unforgiving. It doesn't go back after the fact. You can't get forgiveness for it. It's done. And these people and their families, and it's, you know, I'm not taking away from the prisoners, brother. You know how this is. But I believe that if we can focus more on the murders and who's responsible for those, there's a good chance we put those criminals in jail and that frees our people.
Right.
I mean, that's the whole point. And look, you can prove Ray Epps is a Fed. Good. How many years is that going to take? Probably a couple. Is that going to get our people free? Probably not. So there's things that are distractions and diversions. And this film cuts through all that, and it just shows you, you know, the truth of what happened that day. It shows you the video clips. It shows the violence. It shows the death. But it explains it in a way that nobody's done yet.
So, well, and I agree, because I watched it, and I was like, wow. You know, I mean, I appreciate what Nick Searcy did. Mm-hmm. I appreciate what Joshua Phillip did and what the Epoch Times did. And I think that you really need to watch all three of these films.
Yes.
And I would recommend that you watch Bloody Hill last.
I agree.
I would recommend that you watch these other two, because you're gonna see, I mean, a lot of the footage that you guys talk about, but you're gonna have such an incredibly strong contextual understanding of what you're talking about, having viewed what both Nick and Joshua have put together through their companies, and now you add BloodyHill.com to that, and it takes everything that you see visually that you're still kind of going, I see it, but I still don't get it.
That's right.
And BloodyHill.com is going to be the narrative that is going to put the final nails in the coffin and seal the deal.
It does, and I think the thing that it really focuses on, and you know, the end of the film, of course, is emotional and all that, but I'm telling you, I think the point that we don't want a civil war.
Right.
We don't want violence.
Right.
We don't want that. And listen, we saw after Mar-a-Lago, brother, the Mockingbird media, they want a civil war. Oh, they're going to do anything to protect their leader and all these things, and we're like, no, dude, y'all got us all messed up. But this film came out before that. This right. film stated plainly, clearly, specifically, that's not what we want. That's not what we wanted. It's not who we are. If we want to do horrible things that day, we could have. We didn't. That was never our intention. And the film really explains that.
Well, and I think that, you know, the clear understanding, too, we're in our final minute here. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back on the other side of this. But I think the other thing to understand, folks, is there, you know, they cut camera angles in order to attempt to shorten the crowd. You to think that it was, you know, a few thousand people, or maybe, you know, maybe 20,000-30,000 people. There were probably close to 1.5 million, if not 2 million people there when you pull back and see this crowd that covered the mall, that went beyond the Washington Monument, okay? And the numbers of people at the Capitol itself was probably close to maybe 100,000 people. Think about this. You had a minimum of 100,000, maybe even more, maybe even 200,000 or 300,000 people that were actually at the Capitol. And the Capitol was being defended by 40, 50, 60, maybe 80 guards.
Amazing story.
I mean, stop and think about what that means and the implications of that. If they had wanted to take the Capitol, it would have been taken back
sure.
after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use, or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code, and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Go. Welcome back to Just Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Oh, my gosh. Oh, man. I'm telling you, folks. It's the pee in the shells, right? You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, I mean, man, oh, man, oh, man. But, yeah, every day is April Fool's Day. So some of the questions that I mentioned to you, Joshua Phillips shows the faces of some of these people. Some of them you guys have been able to identify. Others you haven't. We don't even know if they are Americans or if they are, you know, foreign European folk brought in. We don't know that. There's the one guy, you know the name of him, and I want to bring his name out in a minute, the blue helmet guy that was standing over Ashley Babbitt, who was murdered, and then runs down the stairs and standing in the middle of a bunch of D.C. police changes his shirt.
Yeah.
And to me, that shirt looked to me like it was a D.C. Capitol Police shirt that he changed into. And you mentioned to me that he came in from behind them. So how did he get there? How did he get behind them?
let me tell you, that one guy, his name is Zachary Alam, and we don't know as much about him as we need to, but he was at the bottom of the steps when that one guy was shoved off. He was there. And then when everybody in the crowd was down a hallway jammed up, you know, 500 people deep, can't get through talking to the police, he comes from behind the police down another hallway. How did he get there?
Right.
And then Ashley's scene, he breaks the window out. She pulls him back and punches him in the nose, or in the face, I guess, right about there.
Right.
And then, like you said, he goes down the hall or down the stairs with all those police and changes clothes again. The shirt he was wearing in the first place was like a Proud Boys looking shirt. It was black. It had the yellow. I think it was a Pirelli shirt. We called him fake Proud Boy because he's definitely not a Proud Boy, but he's trying to dress like one and act like one.
Right.
He's got to work for somebody or something. And, you know, this is the thing. We don't know what's real and what's not. The FBI is supposed to be on our team and help do the look. It's been 601 days now, or two, maybe one, since the pipe bomber. They still hadn't caught their own pipe bomber. So, you know, if they have somebody do something.
Except that. And this is one of the things that Searcy outlines in his video. They pinned that on a guy. They falsely accused a gentleman of that who isn't the guy.
Yep.
It destroyed his business. Yep. He had to literally move out of the town that he was in. They have been harassing him ever since that point. And he's basically had to try to go into hiding because he's had death threats made against him by individuals from his community, a community where he was highly respected, had a very successful business, and so on. And all of a sudden, he was accused, falsely accused.
Are you telling me these people lied about us? And wait a minute. Is it the same thing as saying that we murdered Officer Sicknick with a fire extinguisher?
Which is what Coy said that the guy said to him when they broke into Coy's house and arrested him the night before when he and his attorney had already made an arrangement to turn themselves in. And you told me about the agent who said to him, no, we're here because you killed one of our own. When Brian Sicknick actually was taken on two occasions, and this is Joshua Phillips, and they document this in that video, at 3 o'clock and again at 8 o'clock, he was physically escorted and helped over to D.C. Capitol Police, the second time to the commander himself, and said, hey, we think this guy is having a problem of some sort, a medical issue, please get him some assistance.
Yes, and you know that last witness was a medical combat medic.
Medic.
And he was saying, look, dude, let me treat this guy, please. You know, he's having a stroke. Let me treat him. His face is white. You know, I mean, he's definitely in trouble. And they told him, literally, mind your own business. And, you know, a couple hours later, Sicknick collapsed. But that whole impeachment was started on a lie. We didn't kill Sicknick, and they're still arresting people saying, y'all did something led to the death of a police. None of it's true. And listen, where did they hide Sicknick's body? In plain sight, brother, in the rotunda for 3 days. They cremated him, laid him in state like he's a president, and then they hid him at Arlington National Cemetery, where he's still hidden today.
But he's cremated.
Yeah, yep.
What kind of an autopsy can you run on a cream? There's no way to run an autopsy on his body. There's no way that there's no. Now they do have. There is an ME report. Mm-hmm. They know cause of death. They have that information. But you think they're going to release it? Of course not.
They did kind of quietly a couple of months after they had gone on and on and on about it getting with a fire extinguisher. And then they tried to, and listen, you were talking about lies. They charged guys with his murder. They charged these guys. Y'all killed him. You know, they had a picture of somebody just tossing a fire extinguisher or whatever. Not that it hit anybody even, but they just had it in the air. So they charged these guys. And then when they said, well, okay, the medical examiner said there was no damage to his.
None.
His head collapsed or anything.
No.
So, well, maybe it was the spray. Okay, so there's this one guy standing about 20 feet away with one of those little pepper spray things, and they said, well, maybe he's the one. he may have a stroke with that spray or whatever. And to be honest, man, when you go through the video really closely, there's this one policeman that's about to spray a lady in the face, and another guy hits his arm, and he sprayed Sicknick in the face. The cop did. The cop that was going to spray the lady got his arm hit. Sicknick gets sprayed. But I'm telling you, the spray had nothing to do with the stroke. The medical examiner that did right. the report said an unfortunate event of timing, that there were two blood clots in the base of the skull, and that's what did it. But here's the thing. Negligent homicide on the police, because if they had rendered him aid, if they've gotten him some stroke meds, maybe he'd still be here.
Right. Right.
That's it.
Right. Well, and of course, you know, his poor family, you know, I mean, what are they going to do?
They hate me. They hate me. Listen.
Well,
the reason is nobody wants to hear something that they've been told different. It's so hard to digest and understand, but they have been lied to consistently over and given this big thing about him being a hero. They're going to lay him in Arlington and do all these honors and all this stuff. And that's great for them. And what a situation to be in now to find out that the very people that honored you and put you on stage lied to you and stabbed you in the back the entire time.
Right. Yep. And that's just, I mean, and again, I agree with you. We have to focus on the fact there were four murders. Rosalind Boylan. What are the names of the two men? I don't have their...
Kevin Greason and Benjamin Phillips. So they were killed with concussion grenades in the very beginning when the whole crowd was peaceful.
Kevin Greason and
Benjamin Phillips. Yeah. And they said that one died from a heart attack and one died from a stroke. That was the medical examiner's, or the coroner report, I guess. They didn't put cause of death, you know, manner of death. It's two different things. You need to say how that heart attack was caused, I guess. And they never got that far. They didn't say it was a concussion grenade. We have all the videos and witnesses and CPR videos and everything.
Yeah.
And it's amazing to me that they're saying that all the violence that they was objectively reasonable. I guess they hadn't seen the footage of Lila Morris beating Roseanne Boylan's body with that stick, or they didn't really watch Michael Byrd shoot Ashley in cold blood, like just execute it. I mean, how is any of that objectively reasonable?
Well, and I know that we're focused on the murders, but, you know, in addition to that, you had the rubber pellets. You had guys standing up above the crowd just randomly firing their weapons into the crowd. The reason that Kevin Greason and Benjamin Phillips are dead is because of random firing of concussion grenades that were launched into the crowd that exploded on them or right at their feet. One of the men, if I'm not mistaken, when I saw the video, was actually faced away from the Capitol when it hit, and it appeared that he was in a group that was praying.
It's very amazing to hear that. Just like the guy that got his door kicked in, they thought he was inside. He was in the yard praying with his church. They almost killed him. They bring the whole SWAT team. They're throwing grenades at him at his house. And he's like, what? You know, I was there with my church. I prayed on the grass. We never went inside. They're swatting people. They're trying to up the death numbers and make this into an even worse situation.
And they're also pulling the same stunt, ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to congressional members.
Oh, gosh.
Look what's been happening to Marjorie Taylor Greene. I'm trying to get her on the show. I know that they're very, very busy right now. She's got me working with Nick on trying to get her on the show. But here's somebody now that now twice has been swatted at her. Is it three times now?
Three times the charm so far.
Oh, my gosh. And that's just in the last month.
Hey, you know, and Gavin McGinnis, the original founder for the Proud Boys, got arrested last week, a couple days ago, and he's not in that thing. I mean, he may still be friends with all the guys and all that. I don't understand, but he definitely wasn't there on January 6th.
And I've talked to Maria Miller about the Proud Boys. You know, when they were going around doing their touring and doing their speaking as the Latinas for Trump, the Proud Boys were the ones that provided them security to protect them from Antifa. I'll be back with more right after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is, Pastor Jackie has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. On the pitch. On board the lado.
Gosh.
And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow. Towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. This is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work.
The new MyPillow towels are exclusively made with 100% USA combed cotton with proprietary technology and with maximum absorbency. They dry you faster and are guaranteed to work.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamins, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's not a habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action. through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till he comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. David's other site that is important for you to know is StopHate.com. StopHate.com. And you can kind of see the poster. If you're watching us, you can kind of see the, there it is, that poster behind him. But StopHate.com. And he is, has informed me that StopHate.com is going to sponsor a well in India. And I am, I'm going to get emotional. I am really grateful for that. So, and we are going to do, as you've watched us, you can go to my Rumble page and see how we do, the blessing of the groundbreaking on Skype. We're going to bring David on so that he can be a part of that when we do this well. And I'll let you folks know, and we're going to get that done, and we'll have a recording of it that we can share as well. So
that is so exciting, man. Glad to help. Glad to do that. You know, and I think if everybody had that heart, we're here to serve other people. That's it. And, man, I can't take that little bit of money with me when I go. So why can't everybody throw a car payment over there and help hundreds, if not thousands of people? That's a simple no-brainer. That's just called not being selfish. I mean, good grief. It's not that much, man. It's not that much.
Thank you.
It's not that. God bless you.
I really appreciate it. I really appreciate it. I really, really appreciate it. And you know, and it, folks, please understand, too, when we are talking about January 6th, when we are talking about exposing these things, the Word of God calls us in Psalm 94:16. He says, who will go for me? Who will expose the wicked?
That's right. That's
okay?
Right.
We as believers are supposed to, and everybody says, oh, no, but, you know, for God so loved the world that he gave us. But have you read John 3:17-21? Have you read about the condemnation that's already here? Have you read about the people's preferential desire to serve darkness rather than light? We've got to push back against that darkness and tell it no more. I think about the Lord of the Rings, right? When he stands in that dragon fire demon thing and he stabs his stick down and he says, you will go no further! And he's like, you know, I mean, look, that's us. we've got to say to this evil, you're done. You're not going to go any further. Righteousness is going to rule the day.
And it's not a choice, bro. We don't have a choice. Listen, Ezekiel 33, let's skip on over there. As watchmen, we have to warn people, or it's on us. If people die because we didn't warn them, because we didn't try to save their souls, their blood is on our hands. If we warn them, then it's their responsibility, and we've done what we can. It's not up to us to force anyone to do anything, but we have to. It's our calling, and it's not up to the preacher. It's not up to the pastor or the minister. It's up to the people. And we've been in that microwave society where we want the preacher to do everything for us and do all the ministering and just minister to us. Well, we are the ministers. We're the ones that are supposed to do these things. And it shouldn't be left like that.
You know, I would tell my congregation in California, when you come to the door, imagine yourself, you know, getting naked. Because you're there for God. Not for you. Now, God has something for you.
Absolutely.
But you're only going to receive it if you're there with the attitude of, Father, I'm here for you. Here for you.
Hey, listen, and if people would get that, it's the simplest thing. But simple doesn't make it easy. We've got to die to self, and that's an everyday thing, man. Everyday thing.
You have to realize in your head that that's why Galatians 2:20 and the confession of that, I believe, on a daily basis is so important. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
That's exactly right. And, you know, a lot of people get caught up, bro, and they're caught up on the selfish issues. You know, what about this for me and what about that for me? You know, when you don't get caught up in self is when you're serving others. When you don't have time for yourself and your own drama, then you're getting closer to that place really where he wants you to be, in my opinion. And we've experienced that, man. I don't have time for the games and the stuff anymore. So much kingdom business to be done. And look, man, that goes for entertainment too. I don't have to be entertained. I have a job to do. So it's not about, you know, sitting around watching the Kardashians and seeing what's going to happen next. It's about doing things like for these people in India, finding ways that I can maximize what I do for a living and leverage that to increase the kingdom. That's what it's all about, brother.
Amen. Amen. No, it's important that we be about, you know, about the Father's business and what it is that he wants us to do. And, you know, and there will be, you know, times to pause and times to refresh, and we all have, you know, what God has called each one of us to accomplish. And if we're doing that, you know, Jesus says, I can't do anything. Think about that for a minute. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, said, I can't do anything unless I see the Father do it. And I don't do anything unless he instructs me to do it.
That's an amazing thing. That really is. And if we could just walk in that for a second and see what that feels like, it's a life changer, game changer. And you know, it's the whole thing about a religious experience. You know, when you become a Christian and die to self and there's that rebirth and the old man's gone, man, it's such a relief and a fresh start. People should really look into what that feels like and experience that relationship more than just go church, man. It's so much different than
that. Amen. At the end of the day, folks, we're going to be held responsible for how we handle that. And that's coming up for you right now. I'll be back tomorrow. God bless you. God bless you, David. Back with more Children Generation Radio tomorrow. Stay tuned here on TECN TV by day. And there's a lot more coming up, as well as on your favorite station. Back with more after this.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.